The Supplication on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive wealth gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder, exactly as they used to be made available for me in Fai, O the Most Merciful.
Today's
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salam. Welcome. This is today's IB English Radio, and during this episode, we're going to speak to talk to Allah. So be with us.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath. I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you, oh Allah. You did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave, is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so.
What date is today? Today, Friday, is the 28th of Shawwal, 1444 of the Islamic lunar calendar, corresponding to the 29th of Ordibehesht, 1402 of the Islamic solar hijri calendar, and the 19th of May, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Al Imran, verse 159, which we are listening to.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Fabima rahmatin minallahi linta lahum walau kunta faddan ghalidhal qalbi lanfaddu min hawlik. فَاعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ.
So by mercy from Allah, O Muhammad, you were lenient with them. And if you had been rude in speech and harsh in heart, they would have disbanded from about you. So pardon them and ask forgiveness for them and consult them in the matter. And when you have decided, then rely upon Allah. Indeed, Allah loves those who rely upon Him.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The content of the verse works as some general instructions, but the revelation of the verse is about the Battle of Uhud. The Muslims who had run away in the Battle of Uhud and were defeated were burning in the fire of regret, remorse, and sorrow. They gathered around the Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, and apologized. Then the Lord issued the command of their general pardon by this verse. Also, besides contemplation and consultation, do not forget to trust in Allah. Consultation and reliance in Allah are beloved with Him, whether we attain the aim or not.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know, amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light, you guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in the world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you.
Today is a special, and in this episode, we're going to speak about how to talk to Allah. One of the most profound experiences a person can go through is deep, meaningful, impactful conversation with another human being. It can sometimes be life-changing, but the idea of being able to have a conversation with the Creator, with Allah, is a wish that can seem like an impossible dream. The wish can be magnified in times of darkness, loss, difficulty, and great need, leaving our hearts with an even more powerful longing to actually speak to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah spoke directly to many prophets, but one of the most famous examples is the conversation between Allah and Moses, peace be upon him. Every time the verses of Surah Taha are read, a new observation can be made on the depth and significance of that conversation between a human and his creator. The conversation can be studied endlessly. Its simplicity yet complexity, basic yet intricate, and so beautiful.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Does God really hear us? Today we are going to talk about this important question. Sometimes there are some brothers and sisters who usually say that to the extent that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and talk to Him, we are not receiving any answer from His side. We do it days and nights, and we ask for some requests and demands that we have. I think briefly answering this doubt, I think we have to tell the respected brothers and sisters that the same status of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means that He has given us this chance and opportunity to talk to Him. That is, He's hearing us. That is, He has given us this chance. So it would be even what if he answers us so quickly and then we leave Him even quicker than that. So Allah wants us to be in touch with Him, not to disconnect with Him. So He wants us to be in this state of connection with him. So well, when he says something and Allah's promise is quite true, when he says ad'uni, ad'uni astajib lakum, that is, all of your requests and demands are answered. It means that we have to trust this word, that we have to know that Allah's word is firm and it is 100% confirmed, and we have to be hopeful on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. So when he wants us to be more in touch with him, sometimes based on the experience, he actually postpones answering one some of these requests as ours. So let's have a positive and good faith in God and trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned in the hadith and narrations that no one had good faith in God unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealt with him or her in the same way. So as far as we are in good, in husnul dhan, in good intention with Allah, the same way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. One of the acts of worship when we can't pray is serving our parents and family members. The Prophet said, "He who desires an increase in sustenance and his life to be prolonged should maintain good ties with his blood relations. Serving our parents and family members opens the floodgates to Allah's mercy and blessings, and like every other good deed, caring for our family's needs during is multiplied manyfold. Ask your family members if they need help running errands, setting up a doctor's appointment, or watching their children. Not only will helping them gain Allah's pleasure if done for His sake, but it will also strengthen your relationship." Allah as the Creator communicates with His creation. This is the title of this part. He does so in various ways, most of which are unknown to man. He informs us through His revealed word, the Holy Quran. For example, that He communicates with the heavens, the earth, mountains, the fire, the hellfire, animals, and etc. Allah communicates with man through the Quran. He, Allah, conveys to him commands, prescriptions, a guidance, and an explanation of a great transcendent truth. He does virtually the same through the Sunnah, or the life pattern of Prophet Muhammad and his Ahlul Bayt, which encompasses their teachings, their deeds, sayings, and silent permissions or disapprovals, for they did not speak out of his own desire. That which is conveyed to you is but a divine inspiration with which is being inspired, sent down to you. This concept can be found in chapter An-Najm, verses 3 to 4.
Allah talks about Dawood alayhi salam. Allah says, "Innahu awwab." He was awwab. What does awwab mean? Awwab means the one who always returns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we do tawbah, when we say astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh, it means I'm returning back to God. I want Allah to purify me. I want Allah to cleanse my soul and my heart and remove my sins. وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنْ. You have to have faith in God. You have to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving. وَآمَنْ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. And does good deeds. Change your lifestyle. Do good deeds. Be a person that does good. ثُمَّ تَدَى. And also remains on the right path. Remains on the path of righteousness. This is how we can repent. This is how we could fix our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what must I do so that Allah could forgive me? Some people, they come and they say, I don't feel that connection. I feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala probably is not happy with me. I feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala maybe doesn't want me. Maybe I'm not connected with Allah. And this, my dear brothers and sisters, is a healthy mindset to have. It's much better than the one who says, yes, God is forgiving me, I'm going to heaven. And no, we need to always have that hope and that yearning to turn to Allah.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we meet you soon. And till then, fi amanillah.
They told me that I'm crazy. Who you praying for? Told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer, I'm a believer.
Food for thought.
Salam, and here is some excellent food for thought from Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace upon him, the 16th fallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Beware of three categories of people: the traitor, the oppressor, and the talebearer. He who betrays others for your sake will surely betray you. He who oppresses others for your sake will surely oppress you. And he who bears others' news to you will surely bear your news to others.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This beautiful hadith is about the virtue of self-sacrifice and altruism, or as we call it in Arabic, isar. As you know, self-sacrifice or altruism is one of the principal Islamic virtues, and it has been praised in many hadiths and in the Holy Quran. For example, Imam Ali al-Salam says, self-sacrifice is the highest of virtues. And he has also been narrated as having said, self-sacrifice is a characteristic of the righteous. And in the Holy Quran, we read the following verse in which God Almighty recounts and tells about the virtue of altruistic people. God says the following regarding them. He says, they are as well for those who were settled in the land and abided in faith before them, who love those who migrate towards them and do not find in their breasts any need for that which is given to them, but prefer the immigrants to themselves, though poverty be their own lot. And those who are saved from their own greed, it is they who are the felicitous. In this beautiful hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the Imam talks about the virtue of altruistic people. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said the following in regards to the verse, they give food for the love of him to the needy, the orphan, and the prisoner. He said Fatima alayha salam had some barley which she made into a sweet paste. When they had finished cooking it and placed it on the table, a poor man came and said, may Allah have mercy upon you. Feed us from the sustenance Allah has given you. Ali alayhi salam stood up and gave him a third of it. Soon afterwards, an orphan came and said, may Allah have mercy upon you. Feed us from the sustenance Allah has given you. Ali alayhi salam stood up and gave him a third. Soon afterwards, a prisoner came and said, may Allah have mercy upon you. Feed us from the sustenance Allah has given you. So Ali gave him the last third, and they did not even taste it. This is a case where the family of the Prophet, Imam Ali alayhi salam, and his wife, the Lady Fatima salamullah alayha, they gave away the food that they had to the poor and the orphan and the prisoner. After this, in continuation, the Imam says, so in honoring them, Allah the Exalted sent down the Quranic verses until and your endeavor has been well appreciated. Wakana sa'yukum mashkura. Right, so this is a indication of the fact that, you know, a virtue of altruism is very noble, and it is loved by God Almighty. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of altruism and the virtue of altruistic people. In the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرج.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. So here we are again, alhamdulillah, with brothers Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, Fawad Haider, and Ali Nasir, and I really welcome them all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and welcome. How are you, Hussein?
Wa alaikum salam, how are you, sir?
Alaikum salam, alhamdulillah. How are you, Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Great. Fawad Haider?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
That's great. Alhamdulillah. And Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
That's great. Welcome, welcome, and welcome. In this session, inshallah, we'll talk about Ayah 112 in Surah Ali Imran on page 64. Right? So, everyone, if you agree, let's listen all together.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. ضربت عليهم الذلة أينما ثقفوا إلا بحبل من الله وحبل من الناس وباءوا بغضب من الله وضربت عليهم المسكنة ذلك بأنهم كانوا يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون الأنبياء بغير حق ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. Nice recitation. Don't worry, inshallah, you will be reciting the same, inshallah, even better at the end of this session. So stay with us, brothers and sisters, till the end of the session with us. So, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. We'll have a short explanation, then we'll move on to the tajweed rules and the recitation. Okay, Hassan?
Yes, sir.
Allah Almighty says in this ayah, ضربت عليهم الذلة أينما ثقفوا إلا بحبل من الله وحبل من الناس وباءوا بغضب من الله وضربت عليهم المسكنة ذلك بأنهم كانوا يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون الأنبياء بغير حق ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون. So Allah Almighty talks about the Jewish people, the Jews, okay? Abasement has been stamped upon them. Dhillah, okay? Abasement. Opposite to dhillah, we have izzah.
Yeah.
Wherever they are confronted. Illa bihablin min Allah, except for an asylum from Allah and an asylum from the people, sorry. وَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ, and they earned the wrath of Allah, the ghadab of Allah. So they were, yeah, they were, فَضَّلْتُكُمْ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ إِنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. Okay, يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ أُذْكُرُوا نِعْمَتِي يَلَّتِي أَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah Almighty had promoted their rank, okay, over the people of their time. But again, they earned the wrath of Allah. Allah Almighty became angry with them. Okay, what did they do? They were degraded. Okay, what did they do? ذَلِكَ وَضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَسْكَنَةِ, and poverty was stamped upon them. Why? Do you know why the Israelis, they claim that we are better than others? That's because Allah Almighty had promoted their rank, okay? But they don't say these things, okay? That they know, they understand, okay, that Allah may degraded them. And now they have this kind of power, but not poverty in terms of economic, okay? Poverty of mind, knowledge. They can rarely or hardly accept the truth about Islam, okay? That's poverty when you don't have the light, the hidayah, the guidance. That's yes. Poverty.
Yeah.
Yeah? So Now they say we are the best, but Quran says no. ذَلِكَ وَبَاءُ بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ, and they earned the wrath of Allah. They were degraded. Come on. وَضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَسْكَنَةِ, poverty was stamped upon them. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ, certain things they did. What? First, because they would defy the signs of Allah, disbelieved. When Prophet ﷺ came to them and recited the verses of the Quran and said, look, your books, that you believe, they say the truth is about Islam. Okay? Prophet ﷺ would challenge them, argued with them. And they knew that he is right. But unfortunately, because of some racism or kind of their own desires, evil desires, okay, they couldn't accept it. They didn't believe in the Prophet. So, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ, آيَاتِ اللَّهِ. And what next, Hassan? وَيَقْتُلُونَ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍ. The hadith say, it's not only this word, okay? They sometimes killed the Prophet, but mostly it was about plotting against the Prophets, or for example, betraying the Prophets to the enemies, okay? And helping the enemies of the Prophets, rather the Prophets. Not our Prophet, only other Prophets, okay? Their own Prophets. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَيَقْتُلُونَ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍ. ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا, that because they would disobey, وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ, and they used to commit transgression.
قرآني نبض حياتي, قرآني طهر ذاتي, قرآني عصمة أمري, قرآني طوق نجاتي. قرآني نبض
حياتي. How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
So let's move on, guys, to the Tajweed rules. Inshallah, we have some minutes to practice also the recitation. ضُرِبَتْ, عَلَيْهِمُ الظِّلَّةِ. There is no special rule, only the pronunciations of the letters ضَد, عَيْن, and
ذَال.
ذَال أَيْنَمَا ثُقِفُ. What letters? حَمْزَة,
ثَا,
ثَا, إِلَّا بِحَبْلٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ,
حَا,
حَا, وَحَبْلٍ مِّنَ النَّاسِ, again ha, وَبَاءُ بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ, غَيْن, ضَاد, ha, وَضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَسْكَنَةِ, again ضَاد, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَيَقْقَفْ يَقْتُلُونَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ أَبِغَيْرِ حَقْ ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْ, صَاد, وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ, عَيْن. So these are about the pronunciations. Now, ضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الظِّلَّةُ أَيْنَمَا ثُقِفُوا. Make sure they are heavy sounds and light sounds. مَا, not مَا.
Yes.
إِلَّا بِحَبَ, حَبَ, حَبَلَ, قَلْغَلَ, bounce the sound, produce the sound, the echoing sound. Read it with an echoing sound. حَبَلٍ, تَنْوِين, plus ميم. For the tanween and nun sakin, we had four different rules that we have mentioned in our previous sessions as well. Shortly, we'll mention ikhfa, ilhar, idgham, and iqlab. Based on the letter right after the tanween or nun sakin, you match that letter right after the nun or the tanween with one of those groups of letters, and you find out what rule you have to apply, whether ikhfa, ilhar, or idgham, or iqlab. Now here, based on our knowledge that we have about those rules, okay? إِلَّا بِحَبْلٍ تَنْوِين plus ميم. ميم is one of the يَرْمَنُون letters and it matches the rule إِدْغَام. So we merge them. بِحَبْ, بِحَبْ,
لِمْ,
لِمْ, merge. بِحَبْ لِمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ, right? Noon has a fatha and the word Allah comes right after it. So the word Allah, the letter lam in the word Allah would be pronounced with a
heavy
sound. Min Allah, illa bihablim min Allah, and wahablim min al nas. The same rule. Idgham. Min al nas. Noon plus noon. Noon mushadda idgham mithlin. Min al nas. Again, nasal sound and also two counts. That's it. Wabau. The mad is wajib, right? Wabau.
Yes.
Because alif mad, ba, a, and hamza, both are in the same word. Wabau bighadabim, again, bighadabim min Allah idgham. Waduribat alayhimul maskanah. Jim says it's jais. Stop or continue. Thalika bi annahum nun mushaddad, nasal sound. Bi annahum kanu yakfuruna bi ayatillahi. Ayatillahi. That's a lam, and the word Allah is pronounced with a light sound. Lahi. Wayaqtuluna. Qaf has a hib. Yeah, qalqala. An echoing sound. Wayaqtuluna al anbiya. Nun sakin. Plus ba. Huh?
Iqlab.
The baby meme on the top says that. Yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Change iqlab. The nun sound into hidden meme sound.
So it represents the.
Rule. Yeah, the iqlab rule. Yes. Anbiya. أَبِغَيْرِ حَقُّ. Yes, when you stop, قَلْقَلَ sound, or echoing sound. ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْ. عَصَوْ. Two while we have joined them. عَصَوْ. وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. When you stop here, stretch the sound a bit. Now, we got 1 minute to recite and practice, all right? Ready?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ضربت عليهم الذلة أينما ثقفوا إلا بحبل من الله وحبل من الناس.
ضربت عليهم الذلة أينما تقفوا إلا بحبل من الله وحبل من الناس.
أحسنتم. وحبل من الناس وباءوا بغضب من الله وضربت عليهم المسكنة
وحبل من الناس وباءوا بغضب من الله وضربت عليهم المسكنة
ذلك بأنهم كانوا يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون الأنبياء بغير حق
ذلك بأنهم كانوا يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون الأنبياء بغير حق
أحسنتم أنبياء stretch it for two counts also ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون
ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم ما شاء الله thank you so much أحسنتم that's it ما شاء الله ما شاء الله so alhamdulillah we finished this session make sure inshallah you practice well Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us. Inshallah, see you in the next session. Stay with IRIB English Radio. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools, Networks and Brothers here. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. Walhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
يا مولا The last savior
Oh the savior of mankind please show
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You're listening to The Last Savior. This is your host, Zainab Askari. Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family, said, If a person does not know the Imam of his time, the person will die the death of an ignorant. Which means it makes us for us very important to know about the Imam of our time, because whatever the degrees we are amassing, holding, collecting, and at the same time not knowing the about the Imam of our time. It's as good as being ignorant. May Allah not make us among those who die the death of an ignorant. So in this program, we try to make sure that we provide you with the maximum possible information about the Imam of our time. On that note, today in our studio, we have with us guest speaker, the Islamic researcher, Dr. Ali Alavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Well, Dr. Alavi, in all the groups of Muslims, in all the sects that Muslims have today, there's one name that everyone believes in, that's Mehdi. Mm-hmm. And now everyone has a strong belief in him that he's going to come as a savior. Which, among which of these groups will Imam Mehdi, ajallahu ta'ala faraja, emerge from?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. As we said, we have based our answers to be in brief, and we are going to answer these questions briefly. And this is the fifth question out of the 40 questions that we are going to answer about the Mahdawiyyah. In order to see that which, let's say, Islamic denomination Imam Mahdi is going to be belonging to, we can refer to some Quranic verses to find our answers. Let's refer to Quran first. We know that in Al-Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a verse in that we have referred to already, chapter Ma'idah, Surah Al-Ma'idah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Yawm akmaltu lakum dinukum, wa atmamtu alaykum ni'amati. That is, today I've completed my religion on you. What day was it? It was the day of Ghadir al-Khum.
Yeah, the event of Ghadir.
So, وَرَذِيتُ لَكُمَ الْإِسْلَامَ الدِّينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now I'm satisfied that Islam is going to be a religion on you.
Yeah.
There is a question that comes to our mind that, what kind of religion? The religion that is completed on Ghadir al-Khum. So, which group is Imam going to be belonging to? Can he be, for example, from a group or from a community that is not the addressee of these verses in Al-Quran?
Mm-hmm.
This is a basic question. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets satisfied with the religion that is completed in Ghadir al-Khum, so let's see which group of Muslims and Islamic denominations put Ghadir al-Khum to tune every aspect of their, let's say, religious issues based on that. So the only, I think, a school that is actually has based and accepted Ghadir al-Khum as a base is the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمْ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ. So This religion is going to be based for the spread and progress of, the religion that got completed in Ghadir al-Khum, right?
Yeah.
وَلِيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمْ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ. This religion which is satisfied by Allah is going to be spread. So, again, we have talked about the future of the earth is going to be inherited by the righteous.
Yeah.
And they are going to spread the message of religion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. So we can put these two together to see what kind of religion is going and to whom Imam is going to be belonging to.
Yes, I want to discuss more with you on that. Let's take a short break and we'll come back.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand year old pain. Morning,
close
the bright
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We have with us Dr. Ali Alavi, and we are discussing something very interesting. We're discussing some of the basic concepts of Mahdawiyat and from which group the Imam is going to emerge.
Okay. So we refer to Quranic evidences that Imam is going to emerge from the group that actually has accepted Ghadir Khum as a base for them in their religion. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got pleased from that religion, that when he said, وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامُ دِينًا. Now, I agree that Islam being a religion for you. But let's refer to hadith now. There is a hadith that almost all of the Islamic denominations have narrated. It is the hadith of what is famous as, the hadith which is famous as Firqatun Najiyah, the saved group or the saved denomination. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that Jews became 71 group of party, and Christians became 72, and Muslims will be 73 groups after me.
Okay.
There is a possibility of this 70 something is due to the showing the kathra, or that is the plentiness, abundance of groups after the Holy Prophet. There might not be, for example, definitely 73 Islamic groups after the Holy Prophet, but there is a possibility also to be. But I want to say there is also, because sometimes in Arab they use the adad al-kathra, that is to show the abundance of something.
All right.
So let's ask who is going to, which group is going to be the saved group of Firqat al-Najiyah, the group that is going to be saved and would be the addressee of...
You know, actually, Dr. Levy, we have a group of people around who have made a set of their own thoughts, a set of their own beliefs, and you could actually feel this division among the sects.
Mm-hmm.
You could feel these sects, basically, and you will see, like, there are people, whatever they find good for themselves, they choose that one, and they say that we don't believe in the rest of the things. And you will see many, many divisions in the Muslim sects as well. So it becomes very difficult to analyze, realize which one is real one, which one should I rely on, which from among
but
all
But we can
these
ask the Holy Prophet what is the answer to this question. At least we can ask him. But the answer is also available.
Yeah.
Let's see. The Holy Prophet says that there are going to be 73 groups in Islam after me, and only one of them is the saved. So let's ask the Holy Prophet
so
as the father.
We have
it's
the
as if, for example, a father says that I have... I just love one of my kids. And if they are asking him who, every one of them might say, okay, this is me that the father loves me. When we ask him, I think the doubt will be removed, right? Okay, dad, which one of us do you love most?
Yeah.
This is very clear.
True.
So let's ask the prophet. Again, the Holy Prophet says in another place, he says that, مَثَلَ أَهْلِ بَيْتِي كَمَثَلَ سَفِينَةُ نُوحٍ مَنْ رَكَبَهَا نَجَى. That is, the example of my Ahlul Bayt is like that of the shape of Nuh, Noah. Whoever enters it is the saved one.
So all this right.
Who is going to be the saved? I think there is no doubt here. Those who have resorted, those who have actually entered into the Safinatun Nuh.
Yeah.
That is... They are entered to the love of the Ahlul Bayt and to the school and accepted the school of Ahlul Bayt. So this, I think, question was answered by the Holy Prophet himself.
Yeah. Let's discuss more, Dr. Alavi, after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned. Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior, and we have Dr. Ali Alavi with us in the studio. Well, Dr. Alavi, as we have many of the signs of reappearance in the history mentioned in the narrations, like there would be a cry from the sky, there would be the advent of some of the people, there would be killing of this, there would be a place that would engulf an army. So there are many signs that are actually discussed, and none of them has actually happened yet. So what should we be expecting now?
First of all, we need to, we as human beings, we can pave the way and, let's say, pave the ground for the arrival of the Imam alayhi salam.
Okay.
Look, we should not actually suffice to the to what has been said, for example, that there are some signs which are going to happen and we have to wait for that time and after that Imam will come. Okay, no worries, we have to be just waiting for that time. It's as if, for example, a father tells his family that I will buy, for example, a house for my son when he's going to marry, for example. After his marriage, I will buy him a house. Suppose it's as if that, for example, a father says that I will provide my son a house when he is going to marry. Does it mean that he is waiting for that 90th minute to buy the house? Or at least he might be doing, for example, there is a possibility of him doing the introductory steps to prepare that house. For example, to buy the land, to build it later. For example, at the time, and later on, at the time of marriage, gives the key of that house to his son.
Yeah.
So it's not, it does not necessarily mean that, okay, you have to wait everything. I mean, everything should stop here up until the time that you get married. No, we can pave the way. We can do the preliminary steps to prepare that house and to build that house, to buy the land and to equip it with the necessary equipment that I needed. But the same night that, for example, he marries, we can give him the key and the father can give him the key and, okay, this is the house that I promised you.
All right.
But on the other hand, again, we have in the hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make all the conditions overnight to prepare the conditions of arrival and advent of Muhammad. We have it in the hadith.
Yeah.
Suppose that we are that, let's say, lazy students of the class that we have not done our duties well and we're not expecting, for example, and we did not do whatever was expected from us to do as waiters of Imam alayhi salam. Let me give another example that, like a worker who worked, for example, for, let's say, for a boss in a company for years, but he did not do his job well. But once he enters, for example, the house of the boss, but and he sees that the son of that boss is going to get sunk in the pool, but he dives into the pool and saves the life of his son,
mm-hmm.
Right? Overnight, he shows himself. So he deserves to be given a good, let's say, prize, a good, let's say, gift for that great work that he did. Though he was not a good worker in last 20 years.
Yeah.
But so overnight, or in 1 second, he saved the life of the son of that boss, right?
Yeah.
So it is also possible.
You can actually change your destiny within no time.
Definitely.
Thank you so much, Dr. Alavi, for being with us and discussing so important points in very brief time. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Where is the rising sun? Every night and every day, every night and every day.